Breakfast with Nick Healy.
2SER 107.3.
Now, I'm going to sound like a bit of a geek here, but science education and communication is something that we're pretty passionate about here at 2SER. Not just my weird love about it on breakfast, but it's something we find important right across the board on this station. And that's why I'm honestly unironically excited to introduce you to Dr. Tanya Hill. Now, Dr. Hill is the Senior Curator of Astronomy at Museums Victoria. She's about to be awarded an honorary fellowship to the Astronomical Society of Australia for her incredible work in public advocacy and communication. Dr. Hill, a very good morning.
Oh, good morning, Nick.
Now, the award's not even out. It hasn't even been given to you yet. So I apologise that we're jumping the gun so early. But congratulations. It is quite an honour.
Thank you. Yeah, thank you. It's going to be a very exciting day today. So I'm really looking forward to it.
You're joining some quite august company as well as an honorary fellow.
I am. I'm absolutely thrilled. People that have mentored me, actually, throughout my career. So, you know, Nobel laureate Brian Schmidt, for instance, and Rachel Webster, the head of astrophysics at Melbourne University, all people that I have you know, looked up to throughout my career. So, yeah, sometimes I've got to pinch myself to think, wow, have I got here as well? It's amazing.
Well, look, I'm, as I said, passionate about science education because I worry that we're entering a world where science is regarded as maybe just one of many possibilities when it comes to the facts rather than something we should be taking very, very seriously.
Look, I can't agree with you more. And it seems to be something that's only just sort of picked up recently, this idea that everybody has their right to an opinion. But, you know, sometimes there are facts out there that, you know, it doesn't really matter what your opinion are. These are the facts that we know to be true.
Yes. Well, I hope we know them to be true. I do get a bit worried. No, but astronomy is quite deceptive, I think, because we're hardwired as a species to be fascinated by the stars. But there's a lot of hard science at play.
Yeah, look, I mean, we seem to be. You go back through all cultures right around the world, right back from when we first kind of got out of the caves, looked up at the stars, and there are stories about the stars. There are ways that we've tried to understand the stars and what's going on out there. And the other thing, too, that I find is such a beauty to astronomy. I mean, the amazing images that come back from our telescopes, they're unworldly, but we're still drawn to them in that beautiful, amazing way. But as you say, yes, there is hard science behind it. And I remember actually as an undergraduate student, you know, I sat through physics courses going, I'm doing this because I love astronomy. I can do this. I can make it through.
What sort of kicked you off on this role as science educator and public advocate, do you think?
Yeah, a number of things, actually. In fact, I had in some ways a very strange start. When I was quite young, I was actually scared of the dark.
Wow.
Which is not something that you would really think is good for an astronomer. But what that actually did was that I still remember my dad going out and showing me the stars and showing me that, in fact, night and darkness wasn't that scary because the stars would come out. So I think I always have been, every time I step outside, I look up and, you know, see what's going on with our sky. And then there were a couple of other kind of pinch points. I was lucky enough when I was in high school, my school dragged this dusty old telescope out to see the return of Halley's Comet in the 1980s. And, I mean, my first glimpse, I thought the starry night sky was amazing. And then when I looked through a telescope and saw how much more you can see, I was blown away. And but the last step was then getting a summer job as a graduate student at the Anglo-Australian Observatory, or what it was called then. It's now the Australian Astronomical Observatory. And that was when I realised, my gosh, there are people who actually make a career out of astronomy, and thought maybe I could do something too. And, of course, working at the Melbourne Planetarium has just been amazing to be able to kind of take the research aspect of astronomy and present that to the public. I'm really very fortunate to have such a great job.
Well, you've certainly done quite a lot. If I'm getting this right, you've created 17 planetarium shows that are being screened in over 60 planetariums in 20 different countries.
20 different countries, isn't that amazing? That from you know, in Melbourne, we can produce planetarium shows that go right out around the world. And I've also been lucky. I mean, Geoffrey Rush has narrated two of our planetarium shows. He's a huge advocate for astronomy. He loves it himself, and you know, it's wonderful to work with. I've worked with brilliant musicians, animators. It's I love that creative side of bringing astronomy to life.
And Australia's got quite a dynamic astronomy scene, hasn't it?
Yeah, they really do. And in fact, we're very, very fortunate to have an organisation like the ASA, which is the Astronomical Society of Australia. They've been around since the 1960s, and it's about building a community, drawing together astronomers from right across the nation to share what we're doing, to build collaborations and work together, and, of course, also to inspire the public.
Well, the public is what I want to talk about, because you've said something I find quite fascinating and I think very important. You said that when public money funds science, it's more important than ever that the public can understand it.
Yes, yeah. No, I absolutely agree with that. We need to make sure that the public are aware of, you know, this is what we're doing on your behalf. And I do feel very fortunate that astronomy does have such widespread public support. And in fact, we had an amazing day yesterday because we signed a historic agreement that has now brought Australia into a European collaboration to work with the European Southern Observatory. And that's going to give us access to even bigger, better telescopes than we've had before. And this is just amazing and will allow us to do even more. And in one of the discussions, we were also talking about how fundamental research, we don't necessarily know what it is that we may discover when we look out to the universe, but there are ways that that will benefit us. I mean, and we always come back to the fantastic one of how it was the search of black holes that led us to Wi-Fi, for instance. So you just never know what's going to come out. And it's exciting to build knowledge, and it's also exciting to then turn that knowledge for how can we help society.
It is indeed exciting. And once more, congratulations on the honorary fellowship. It's well-deserved. Dr. Tanya Hill, an absolute pleasure to talk to you.
Oh, you too, Nick. I hope you have a great day. Thank you so much.
Thank you very much. Dr. Tanya Hill there. She is Senior Curator of Astronomy at Museums Victoria. She's about to get, today, we did jump the gun maybe a little, she's about to be awarded an honorary fellowship to the Astronomical Society of Australia for her incredible work in science communication.